Page 8. Reading. Read and listen.
We talked to June Galloway about her book, Get Off on the Right Foot. Don't let the wrong gesture ruin your day. English is the world's international language. But in your book, you focused on nonverbal communication. Why is that so important?
Well, gestures and other body language can have different meanings in different places. Something that you think is friendly or polite could come across as very rude in another culture. I've described many of these customs and cultural differences so my readers don't get off on the wrong foot when they meet people from places where the culture differs from their own.
Can greeting someone in the wrong way really lead to misunderstanding?
In some cases, yes. The firm handshake a North American expects may seem quite aggressive in other places. And a light handshake, which is normal in some countries, may seem unfriendly to a North American.
In what ways can hand gestures lead to misunderstanding?
Well, as an example, we assume all people indicate the numbers 1 to 10 with their fingers the same way. But in fact, they don't. While North Americans usually use an index finger for 1, most Europeans use a thumb. North Americans extend all 10 fingers for 10. However, Chinese indicate the numbers 1 to 10 all on one hand. For example, an extended thumb and pinky means 6, and a fist means 10. Imagine how confusing this can be when you're trying to communicate quantities and prices with your hands.
What other gestures can cause confusion?
Take the gesture for come here, for example. In North America, people gesture with the palm up. Well, in Southern Europe, that gesture means goodbye. And in many Asian countries, the palm up gesture is considered rude. Instead, people there gesture with the palm down.
I've heard that, in Japan, pointing with the index finger is not polite. Is that right?
Yes. Japanese prefer to point with the palm open and facing up.
Surely there must be some gestures used everywhere, right? What about the thumbs up sign for great?
Sorry, that's extremely rude in Australia and the Middle East. This is why it's so important to be aware of these cultural differences.